Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan meets with President Trump at the White House tomorrow. The meeting comes at a time of tension between the two NATO allies. Erdogan has condemned the Trump administration's decision last week to arm Kurds fighting in Syria. Turkey considers that group a terrorist organization because of its ties to the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party inside Turkey. Joining us now is Egemen Bauş. He's a senior member of President Erdogan's AKP party and a former advisor to the president. He's with us from Istanbul on Skype. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And there are some who believe that President Trump should not be meeting with President Erdogan because of some of the things that Erdogan has done that don't align with American values, including mass arrests and restrictions on free expression ever since the coup attempt in Turkey. What do you say to those people?
I think they're dead wrong. President Trump should meet President Erdogan and discuss, and that's what allies do. Turkey has the second largest military in NATO after the United States. We have been allies since the Korean War. We have been fighting together against our common challenges, our common threats, our common enemies, since Korea in Kosovo, Somalia, Bosnia, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, all around the world. Turkey is the most dependable ally of the United States in the Middle East. On July 15th, our country went through a traumatic attempt to overthrow the democratically elected government through an undemocratic military coup. And unfortunately, that military coup was planned, organized, and executed by a terrorist organization whose head happens to be living in the state of Pennsylvania in the United States. And President Erdogan rightfully expects his allies, the Americans, to extradite that head of terrorist organization to be prosecuted in Turkey.
Do you expect that President Erdogan will push that issue with President Trump? And do you think that he will get Fethullah Gulen extradited?
I have no doubt that President Erdogan is going to raise the issue and he's going to be quite firm on this issue, because that's the expectation of every single citizen here in Turkey. 80 million Turks have not been united this much against one public enemy in the history, in the recent history of this country. Everybody wants this guy to be extradited, to be prosecuted, and to be punished, because on one night, on July 15th, we lost more than 250 citizens who did not mind losing their lives to protect the democracy, stability, and democracy of this country.
Another big issue that is sure to come up on this visit is the issue of Washington arming the Kurds, the YPG fighting in Syria, which Turkey opposes. Do you think that there's any chance that that decision will be reversed?
I'm hoping it would, because YPG is an offspring of PKK. PKK is a Kurdish Marxist-Leninist terrorist organization, and PKK happens to be on the list of terrorist organizations of the United States as well. The Obama administration, unfortunately, did not see YPG and PKK to be similar, but they had the same leadership, they have the same offices, they have the same calendar, they have the same messages, and once you give weapons to YPG, those weapons end up in the hands of PKK terrorists who are killing Turkish soldiers and Turkish citizens. The reason United States opted to work with YPG was to fight against ISIS. And we are volunteering to do the job. As we speak today, our soldiers, Turkish soldiers, are in Syria, in Iraq, fighting against the so-called Islamic State and their ridiculous leadership. And we want to do more with U.S. support and with U.S. cooperation. And this should be a fight of humanity against aggression, against those who exploit the good name of Islam. And we're willing to work with our allies, as we should. But if the Trump administration opts to choose a terrorist organization over an ally of 60 years, that's going to raise a lot of question marks in the minds of the Turkish people.
Some people may hear you say that, though, and call these parties names and think, well, this is just because President Erdogan's party doesn't like opposition.
No, we have many opposition parties, and they are very strong, and the public support for the opposition is around 48%, and the support for President Erdogan and his party has been around 52%. That was the percentage he was voted with when he was elected in 2014. So this is a democratic country. It's not one of those dictatorships where the president announces that he was elected with 96% of the popular vote. This is a real democracy. Our opposition has the chance to govern, and we have another presidential elections coming up in 2019. President Erdogan might end up losing, and we will respect the decision of the people if they choose to support another candidate. However, he is the elected president of this country, and his party has the majority in our Congress, and he is responsible to protect the safety and well-being of all of his citizens, be they voted for him or voted against him. And he's trying to do his best. It's no secret that he has tripled per capita income in this country. Since he became prime minister and president, the number of hospitals, schools, airports, water dams, infrastructure, highways have all tripled. So he has been doing good service to this country, and that's why he keeps on getting elected. But if people feel someone else might be even more successful than he is, that person might end up becoming our next president.
How would you describe Turkey's relationship with the U.S. right now, and especially with the transition from Obama to Trump?
Well, we had great hopes when Obama administration began, and unfortunately, Obama administration looked the other way for problems that required their attention. And now a very wise businessman named Donald Trump has become your new president, and he has served globally as a businessman. And in his first endeavor to run for office, he opted to run for the highest office, and he was elected by the American people. And we respect his victory. He did it. And now we're hoping that he will have the courage to deal with the problems that were neglected by the previous administration. And he will do his best to bring peace and stability to Middle East, where U.S. interests are very high, because you get most of your energy resources from the Middle East as well. And this is our backyard, if I may, because we don't want problems in our neighborhood. There's a Turkish saying, if your neighbor's house is on fire, and if you don't help him put it out, that fire might eventually burn your own home. We are trying our best to prevent the fires, to put an end to all fires in the region, to protect our own home.
I want to ask you one more question, because every so often we do a segment on our show about Turkey and what's going on in Turkey. And one of the things that we've heard a few times is that Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey, would be rolling over in his grave watching what President Erdogan is doing, specifically to the idea of Turkey being a secular democracy. How do you respond to people who are concerned that Turkey is becoming much more religious in a dangerous way?
I don't agree with him. Mustafa Kemal Atatürk is the founder of the modern Turkish Republic. He is a visionary leader. He is someone that we all respect. And his ideals, his vision, and his mission for his country are being carried out by President Erdogan and his team right now. He wanted an independent, strong Turkey that could stand on its own feet. And that's what President Erdogan has achieved. And only recently, yesterday, President Erdogan made a statement defending the founder of our republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. And we all, be it from the government, be it from the opposition, we all have great respect. Kemal Atatürk for us is what George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or your other founding fathers are to you. So there is no question about the respect we hold for him, and we all want to achieve his dreams. President Erdogan has, as I said, made this country much more stronger economically, democratically, socially, culturally, and he's trying his best to achieve Atatürk's dreams.
That's Egemen Bağış, who is a senior member of Turkey's ruling AKP party and a former advisor to President Erdogan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.